And welcome to Community Kitchen. The weather's changed. I'm starting to really feel like those salad-y things. And once again, we're always talking about flavour here on Community Kitchen. But I don't know about you, but I just want to have a salad with that little bit extra, that little bit of flavour, packing your lunch every day. We've gone through that warm food. Now we're actually looking at having some nice cooler things, but refreshing and tasty at the same time. I've been going through a few different dressings and a few salsas and just a couple of salads just to take it to that little bit of a difference, but not really, because I'm going to talk about a couscous, a tabbouleh made with cauliflower, a couple of different salsas, which I think can just make things just taste so much better. Even a very simple char-grilled capsicum with a salsa on top is just beautiful. Roast veggies left over with a good salsa. But I thought first up we'll talk about a couple of really simple dressings, because it doesn't have to be too complicated. And something as simple as even a lemon honey dressing can just take, even if it's some halloumi that you've cooked or a piece of fish or some carrots that you cook for dinner, having this dressing in your fridge, using it and changing it around a little bit. Roasted pumpkin could be absolutely delicious. So a couple of tablespoons of lemon juice to a tablespoon of honey, a tablespoon of olive oil and some cracked black pepper. And just a matter of putting that all together and keeping that in a jar, making that little bit extra so that you do have that for that extra food that you might have at night, even with like a crumbed chicken or a grilled chicken, a honey lemon dressing would be beautiful. Over fish, fantastic. I think even the zucchinis, which we have so much in abundance at the moment, absolutely delicious just to serve that at the end of it. Tossing it through, even if you did a really good rice dish where you have some great veggies in there, tossing that through just to lift that. If it's a leftover rice, taking it to a rice salad. Always think about how you can change things around. Same as a pesto. Now, I think a pesto is such a versatile thing to have in your fridge. Fantastic to have just to dress that pasta. It's so easy. I love it to have on a piece of sourdough, a little bit of pesto, some tomatoes, some really good cheese on there is a great sandwich. But if you use about 2 tablespoons of chopped mint leaves, about 2 tablespoons of chopped basil leaves, about 1/4 cup of freshly grated parmesan and some olive oil, that's a good basis for very simple. You can add to that. I really love to have nuts in my pesto. And if I don't have some, I use whichever I have, but I always like to toast them. I think they're good. Pine nuts give that classic flavour. But roasted cashews change it around. Almonds change it around. They just really differ in their taste. Pistachios are great. A combination of pistachios and almonds is absolutely delicious. But if you do a roast vegetable salad, and I'm talking about if you have this at night for dinner, then the next day you actually serve it up with the pesto. And you can do a combination of parsnips, sweet potatoes, some fennel, some potatoes, a little bit of thyme, some cherry tomatoes, even some olives tossed in there when you're cooking them. Absolutely beautiful. It just changes that from, say, the roast veg you would have with a meal into something a little bit more grandiose for the next day. And interesting with food trends, and I mean, I do love to read about food, as you realise, but I noticed in one of the supermarket cookbooks this week that there's a really good article about pickles. And I know that we've talked about pickles a lot because they can just taste that very, like a lovely roast beef, for example, a good roast beef sandwich with some nice mustard, with some beautiful pickled purple onions. Just delicious. But this recipe gives a pickle butter. And wouldn't that be interesting if you did some really good potatoes, steamed some potatoes, and all they've used here is 250 grams of salted butter, 1/4 cup or quarter cup of finely chopped dill pickles, about a tablespoon of the pickling liquid, a tablespoon of finely chopped dill, and a tablespoon of finely chopped chives. Make a little bit more, keep it in the fridge or freeze it in a little pat. Absolutely beautiful. But there's a lot of really good combinations of pickled antipasto. There's even a particular pickle that they've cooked in the oven and they've just done like a cheese crust, as you see, that you and made it into a bread to make a sandwich. That would be quite delicious, actually. And a pickle coleslaw, where you're actually putting some of the pickles into your coleslaw just to lift it. So I guess it's a fresh type of sauerkraut feeling, which I think would be a really nice combination. You know, some really good sausages. You can get some fantastic combinations from your butcher. A few of those on the barbecue with a pickle coleslaw sounds fantastic, with some dill potatoes. A great meal. Doesn't have to be too complicated to be delicious. And when we come back, we'll save and share some other recipes. Of course, you're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome to Community Kitchen. It's really summer weather at the moment, so we're talking about some fresh ideas, just some little enhancers, just to take that basic lettuce leaf or that basic veggie into something a little bit extra. Avocados are in at the moment. I'm always looking through the supermarket freebies, and avocados big at the moment, and an avocado lemon salsa. Now, this would be beautiful with fish, be delicious with anything. And this particular recipe talks about using one small avocado, one lemon peeled and chopped, a teaspoon of sugar, one long red chili seeded and sliced, about a quarter of a cup of coriander, and about 30 grams of rocket. And rocket gives that really good pepper. It seems to grow wild in my garden now, and it is absolutely beautiful. So how to make it? All you're going to be doing is place the avocado, the lemon, the sugar, the chili, coriander into a small bowl and gently combine. How easy is that? But make a little extra, because you know that small avocado you've chopped up is going to sit quite nicely with the lemon, so it will preserve and give you a bit of leftover for lunch. I would love that as a topping for my salad. I think salsas are really underestimated. You can make some fantastic tomato salsas, which go beautiful with char-grilled prawns on the barbecue. And normally you're sort of going to be cooking off, say, your tomatoes when you're doing that and just adding all those vibrant flavours. But today I've picked a really common salsa, and I think it's one of those that you can always use, and it's a salsa verde. And about half a cup of basil leaves, or you know, you can use your green carrot tops if you're lucky enough to have carrots growing. About half a cup of parsley leaves, a couple of tablespoons of capers, a quarter of a cup of lemon juice, that's about one lemon, and about a quarter of a cup of extra virgin olive oil. Now, I highly recommend that you double, triple this recipe, because salsa verde is delicious. You can serve it with fish, you can serve it with vegetables, you can pretty much pour it on everything, because a combination, the basil leaves, the parsley, the capers, the lemon juice, and the virgin olive oil, has that real umami where you've got all the different flavours happening. I think these basic and sauces that have been around, or salsas that have been around for a long time, have been for a reason, because they just work. Any grilled meats, any grilled fish, even mushrooms on the barbecue, and putting those with the salsa verde after is a combination. I would imagine that even some lovely pumpkin, I've really taken to using grilled pumpkin. We've had so many pumpkins in the garden. And sometimes I'll just actually sprinkle some sesame seeds on them when I'm grilling them on the hot plate. And when they caramelize, they sort of get a little bit brown. They caramelize with the sugar from the pumpkin and the olive oil. Absolutely delicious. So hitting it with something like the salsa verde that's got that little bit of extra flavor is a very good combination. So I would really suggest giving those couple of salsas a go, because they can go with everything. And I know that I've made salsa verde and just put it with steamed potatoes. And it really is a marriage in heaven. Enjoy these flavors, and I'll be back to share some more salads. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We've been talking little bits of flavors, just some interesting add-ons, I guess, to the family dinner, just to make it more interesting. Roasted beetroot with couscous. Beetroot is beautiful when it's roasted, and I think this particular recipe in a book that I've been really enjoying, it's called In Praise of Veg, just takes the vegetable, the simple veggie, to the next level. And you're going to, in a bowl, the zest an orange and the juice of one orange, a couple of tablespoons of pomegranate molasses, a bit of salt, some cracked pepper, and a little bit of olive oil. And you can either scrub your beetroots or peel them, however you like to present them. You can slice them, you can quarter them, but you're going to roast them in the oven wrapped in paper like you would a big Christmas pudding, and you'll roast that for about 30 minutes, just when they're tender, when you just pierce them with a knife. Remove them from the oven, put them in a big bowl, and make sure you keep that juice from that beautiful, the orange juice and the beetroot and the roasting juices. Meanwhile, you're going to heat a little bit of olive oil, and you're going to cook one onion, some parsley, some apricot, and some chili. And you'll cook that for about 3 minutes until the onion has softened. Add the couscous and stir to coat. You're going to use about a cup of instant couscous and about 1.5 cups of chicken stock. Just get that, bring that up to the heat. Bring it to the boil and then cover and remove from the heat like you're doing a steaming effect, and let it stand for about 10 minutes to steam. Then just get the fork and just break up the couscous. Put that onto a platter, or you can put that into a bowl with lots of parsley leaves chopped up finely, and then put the beetroots and everything on top of it and just give a gentle toss. You can top that with some mint. You can put it with some pomegranate seeds if you want, some pistachios, even use the beetroot leaves. And that will be an absolutely beautiful dish, something a little bit different, nice to have the next day for lunch, but very refreshing, which is the sort of food that we need coming into these hotter days that we're having. 28-30, sometimes that's it feels hot, and you don't always want to have a big heavy lunch, but at the same time you need something that's got that little bit of a feel. And talking of which, I thought couscous tabbouleh, we forget how beautiful tabbouleh is. Now you can, rather than using the crack wheat or the burgle, you can use the cauliflower. And all you're really doing there is to make your tabbouleh using cauliflower is you finely dice about half a purple onion, toss it in a bowl with some Roman tomatoes, some garlic, salt and pepper. Then you chop your cauliflower into flowerettes, put them into a bowl, pour a kettle of boiled water over them, and basically you're just going to let them sit for a little bit just to soften. Meanwhile, zest and juice one lemon, adding the lemon juice to the tomato mixture, and drain the collie well. Then you whiz that into a food processor. And what you'll find is that will just become like a rice texture. Add your lemon zest, some ground sumac, olive oil, and just make sure that it is evenly chopped, because you want that to be small but not mush. And toss through the tomato mixture. Then you'll sprinkle that with a generous cup of chopped parsley, half a cup of chopped mint, and just toss that through. Now, if you can get onto the purple cauliflower, how good would that look? But just going, the white would look beautiful. But the thing is that you're going to get all that lovely colour from the tomatoes, the purple onion, lots of parsley. And I really do think with tabbouleh, you can't go too wrong with adding lots of chopped parsley and chopped mint, because it just adds that little more flavour, and it's the taste too, which is just beautiful. You can serve that with your veggies. You can serve that as a meal in itself, because I think a tabbouleh salad is absolutely delicious. So I hope these have inspired you to just look out for some different combinations. I think, you know, tabbouleh has been always served when you go to the Middle East and, you know, hot meats and stuff as a salad. But making it home is so easy. I find if I'm going to be making and wanting to keep for a few days, sometimes I won't add the tomatoes straight up. I'll actually put them in as I go and just toss them, because I find that tomatoes can go a little bit soggy. But if it's a one-day thing that you're going to eat at dinner and have the next day, no problem at all. But be generous with the parsley, be generous with the mint, because you'll really enjoy that and you want that lemon olive oil flavour throughout. Have a fantastic week, and of course, I'll be with you next week. This has been Annette on Community Kitchen.